We're going to be working on clearing and cutting energetic cords today. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that means and how we're going to do that, and then we're going to go for it. So we all have energetic cords with other people in our lives. This means that there's energy that's constantly running back and forth between the two of us. Now, some are non-beneficial cords, which means negative energy and feelings are constantly running between us, which you can imagine is not a good thing. These types of cords may be with parents or other family members, someone we feel victimized by, someone who triggers us often, or really anyone that pops into your head. So you can have a relationship that is with somebody you really love, like a parent, but have some negative energy that's constantly sort of attaching the two of you. So you'll be able to work on somebody with whom you have a positive relationship, but know there's some negativity that's affecting you. When you cut the non-beneficial energy cords, you are leaving in place the energy cords that are positive and transfer love and positive feelings between the two of you. So you don't have to worry about working on somebody or working on the ceremony with somebody that you really love, because all of those good feelings are going to stay intact. You're not going to destroy or affect the relationship negatively at all. Okay, so we can use ceremony or meditation to cut these cords. And if you've ever been to a shamanic practitioner, they may have cut cords for you. And there's a way to do it yourself, but that's where you may be familiar with it. So what happens is we free ourselves from this negative bond or link with them. Again, not the positive. So the cord cutting ceremony will actually be with the spirit or higher self of this person you've chosen. We're going to be doing a visualization, and we're just going to know that we're talking to or working with the higher self of this person. So be open to being compassionate during this process, even if this is someone you only have negative feelings towards, but don't force being loving and compassionate if you're feeling angry about it. Because you're connected to this person's higher self, though, you're going to be much more likely to have a positive, compassionate experience than if you were dealing with this particular person standing in front of you. Remember, our higher self is able to act from a higher place and is usually, I don't want to say a bigger person, but that's kind of what I mean. It's a more evolved person than sometimes we are in real life. So just be open to that as well. This was a really important part of my own healing, a little bit later in my healing, but a really important part, and I'm excited for you to have this recording because you can use it anytime you need it. You can use it with 5 different people in your life or 100 different people. It will be just a new way for you to kind of maintain some energy boundaries and have that independent, strong energy system that doesn't get shaken by everybody that has some negative aspect or energy field for you. There's going to be a few places in this meditation or recording where I ask you to pause the recording so you can take as much time as you need for some of the steps. Then you'll just come back to it when you're ready to proceed, okay? So we're going to go ahead and start. All you need to do is close your eyes, take a big, deep breath. Go ahead and put your hand over your second chakra, which is about at your belly button. So just go ahead and put your hands kind of over your abdomen or your navel area. And your second chakra deals with feelings and joy. So this is a really good place to just kind of have your hands as we do this. Okay. You want to visualize yourself in your favorite place or a favorite place that you also associate as very safe and healing. So this might be a park. This might be the favorite room in your house. It might be Disneyland. It can be wherever you want. It can also be an imaginary place. It can be in a cloud. It can be just any place you feel safe will work. Once you're in your safe place, I want you to see yourself surrounded by a glow of pure white light. This bright glow of energy will both protect you and help energize your efforts at cutting the cords of attachments to this person that you wish to cut from. When you're ready, I want you to call forward an individual that you wish to cut negative attachments from, or let this person step forward if you're not sure who you want to work with. Whoever pops into your mind first is probably a really good person to work on. Now, I want you to visualize this individual standing in front of you. Remember that you're dealing with their higher or more evolved self or their inner being. And I want you to look and see that a cord exists between the two of you, attached from navel to navel. This is where we feel from in our body, our second chakra. And it's also the place in our body where we experience childlike joy. And a lot of times our relationships are things that drain that childlike joy. Picture this cord as either energy or a rope, but picture it dark and thick to represent being full of the unhealthy energy that's stuck between the two of you. It can be any color you want, but try to picture dark and thick so that we can really pull up that negative energy. Now, as you hold that image, I'm going to remind you, you are only cutting the cords of attachment that detract or cause conflict in your relationship. So if this is somebody you love and somebody that you are close to, there should be no feelings of guilt at all associated with this cord cutting ceremony. All the positive ties and love and respect that exist between the two of you are still going to remain intact. Now, look this person in your eye, remembering you're in their eye, remembering you're in your safe place and completely protected. And in your strongest voice, you're going to tell that person that you're doing the cord cutting and that you're going to tell them everything that you need to say that you are unable or have been unable to say to them. I'm going to give you a chance to pause and do this in just a second. There's going to be no right or wrong thing to say. You need to say anything and everything that you need to say in order to clear the slate and kind of release all this pent-up emotional energy that you've been holding but haven't been able to express. It's important when you go to do this that you speak in your voice of power, even if you could never do that with this person in real life. Remember, you're in a safe place. You're protected by light and positive energy. I'll give you a second, but go ahead and pause this recording and take as much time as you need to do for this. You can even speak out loud if you'd like. Go ahead and pause and then come back when you're ready. Once there is nothing more to say, you can choose if you want to hear the response of the other person. However, it's totally your choice. If you choose not to hear their response because you feel like you've heard enough of their responses in life, that's totally fine. But if you do choose to be open to a response, remember that you're dealing with this other person's higher self. So you will only receive the inner truth of that person, not the response that you might normally expect from them. Go ahead and pause this recording and take as much time as you need for this, if you've chosen to hear their response. Once this part's completed, you're going to be moving on to the cord cutting ceremony or ceremony itself. So go ahead and pause. Okay, now we're ready to do the cord cutting. What I want you to do is visualize a crystal knife, a beautiful knife. Hold it in whichever hand feels most comfortable. And we're going to speak our intent to cut the negative cord of attachment that exists between you and this person in front of you. And all you need to do is repeat after me out loud to this person. And in real life, if you want to say it out loud, that's fine too. I am now cutting this cord of negative attachment with you. I am releasing myself of any burdens, emotions, or beliefs that have been draining my energy. Now you're going to hold the cord with your free hand. You have the crystal knife in your other hand, and you're going to bring the knife down to the cord. Take a big deep breath, and I want you to cut down through the cord. You may need to saw it. It may be seamless. Whatever that looks like for you, go ahead and do that. Make sure that you see it break and fall to the ground. You need to see it visually that it's. Now I want you to look at the rope that's fallen to the ground and watch it be transformed into hundreds of little beautiful butterflies. Take a big deep breath as you watch them all flutter away. The negative energy has been cut. It's been transformed into these beautiful butterflies, which are now moving out of your life. The beautiful butterflies are taking away any negative energy that you no longer need to hold. Take another big, deep breath. Open your eyes knowing you no longer have this negative energetic attachment to this person. When you're around them or interacting with them, remind yourself of this ceremony. And if you feel like you need to, go ahead and protect yourself in that white glow again and remember that you are safe. That completes our cord cutting ceremony. And as a reminder, you can use this as many times as you want with as many people as you want. Ah, feels better, right? Enjoy.